Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and I'm coming to you live on Circle Sanctuary's internet radio. And I give thanks to everyone who is listening live and to all of you who will be listening later on CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. And a special shout out to everybody who is joining in live via my main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates. We will be celebrating Midsummer tonight, for this is Midsummer Night, or as some people call it, Midsummer Eve. Now, Midsummer Eve has been celebrated in a variety of different ways by peoples around the planet. It is especially known as an ancient solstice time celebration in old Europe, but this continues on into the present day. During the Middle Ages, as Christianity became the more predominant belief system in Europe, this holiday got a different name. It was called St. John's Eve. So June 23rd is St. John's Eve, as well as Midsummer Eve. And the next day, June 24th, is Midsummer Day, also known as St. John's Day. We're going to take some journeys tonight into folklore and magic and old and new pagan ways for celebrating summer solstice and the realm of nature spirits, the fae, the fairy folk, the good people. Now, fairy folk can take a lot of different forms in art and in literature. Clearly, the small winged ones that show up as Tinkerbell and Peter Pan with Disney, that's one way of depicting the fae. But in some traditions, the fae actually can be quite large, can be shadowy rather than bright. And we're going to have a chance to connect with what I call Midsummer Night Fairyland tonight in a variety of ways. So let us begin with an honoring of the sacred time. We call to the powers of solstice time, of summer solstice time, of midsummer. Come and be with us, guide us, join us tonight as we celebrate Midsummer Eve and the realm of nature spirits, the fae folk. We call to the sacred sun. We call to the oak. We call to strawberries and black raspberries and other fruit. And we call to the flowers of Midsummer Eve: yarrow, St. John's wort, mugwort, and daisies. We call to herbs and flowering plants. We call to the spirit of wild places, of green places. We call to you, we honor you, we celebrate you tonight on Midsummer Night. and we call to the ancestors, the ancient ones, those who have celebrated solstice time in many ways, in many places. Ancient ones, we call to you and honor you. Come and be with us tonight. Be with us, guide us, protect us, and join us in our celebrations and transformations. We call to the powers of the sacred circle, and we call to the powers of the sacred directions in the north, in the east, in the south, and the west. We call to that which is above, to that which is below, to that which is in the center, to that which is all around. We celebrate Midsummer Night. So as we journey into our sacred time together, I invite you, if you are able, to find a comfortable place to sit or to lay down, to recline, or if you prefer to stand, where you can spend some time journeying inwards. If you are in a place where that is not possible, I invite you to tune in, to listen, to watch this as a kind of story inner journey that you can connect with later when you can close your eyes and journey forth. Let us spend a few moments centering ourselves, each in our own way, according to our own spiritual tradition. Taking deep, slow breaths to relax ourselves, to prepare ourselves as we journey inward into the realm of imagination, into the realm of inner space, into this interconnected realm in cyberspace via live streams, audio and AV. And as we take some more deep, slow breaths, we envision ourselves surrounded by a glowing circle of light on Midsummer Night, circle of light in Midsummer Night. This helps us center and focus, and if at any time you feel a need, or there is a need that arises for you to return to a more waking state of consciousness, let this circle of light around you be not only something to aid your journeying, but to aid your return when that time comes. We honor the spirit of midsummer. Midsummer, which is actually the start of summer in many traditions. Midsummer, which is actually considered the midpoint of the warmest half of the year in other traditions. And as we center ourselves in our Midsummer Night circle of light, let us journey through time and space. We journey into a place where the ancient ones have gathered, where the spirits of nature have gathered in a myriad of forms. We are at the twilight time as the longest day starts beginning to move into shortest night. We are in liminal time. We are in sacred time. And we are in sacred space in our inner journeys. And in our sacred circle, we see coming before us fireflies, lights of winged ones swirling around us, heralding the summertime. They twinkle, they glow. Spend a few moments now becoming one with the firefly magic of summertime, of midsummer night. And as you continue your journey from the north, a sacred being carrying a wonderful rock, a symbol of the earth, comes before you and invites you to connect with the spirit of earth. And as you experience yourself reaching out and connecting with the sacred stone of this being, you feel the power of the earth, the element earth, and connection with the planet as a whole. For stones are considered bones of planet Earth. As you connect with the stone, you experience yourself connecting with ancient peoples who celebrated at this time of year in great circles of stone. Stonehenge, Avebury are just two of the ancient stone circles, but stone circles are at many places on the planet. Stone circles with midsummer alignments. Spend a few moments connecting with the ancient legacy of connecting with Earth, connecting with planet, connecting with circles of stone. We honor the sacred earth. And now the being with the stone moves away, and a being with great wings comes and is before you. Pay attention to what color, what shape, what patterns, what you experience with the winged being who comes forth as an element of air representative, the fairy of wings. And as you gaze and connect with the winged one, you experience yourself connecting with the magic of flight. The wings moving and you feeling yourself empowered to connect with the ability to experience yourself rising up, feeling wings upon your own spiritual being, experiencing yourself born in the air. And as you experience the flight on midsummer night, freedom, joy, exuberance flows in you and around you. And you come to land back in the center of your circle, and you give thanks to the Winged One and to they that take winged forms. And the winged being moves away, and you see a being carrying a cauldron of fire standing before you with sacred fire, a fire that warms, a fire that illuminates, a fire that energizes. And the fire being invites you to extend your hands, to feel the warmth and the magic of these flames, and to gaze into the fire. And as you gaze into the fire, you see an image of large numbers of people dancing exuberantly around a fire, a great bonfire, people having fun, people celebrating. You join in the bonfire celebration as you gaze into the sacred fire from the cauldron held before you. And you feel some of that magic of sacred fire flowing into your hands, and you draw your hands to your heart, and you feel a deep connection with the fire and the celebration. And you give thanks to the fire and to the fire being. And as the fire being moves away, another being comes into view. It is a watery being who holds a great chalice, a grail of water, of sacred water. The water being lets you know that you have the opportunity to connect with the water side of midsummer. Invites you to gaze into the water. And as you do, you see sparkles. You see swirls. And you have a sense to take your hands into the water, anointing your forehead, and as you do, you experience a deepening of inner sight and imagination. You are with the sacred water of midsummer. And the water being invites you now to gaze into the water again, and as you do, you see humans along a pond, a lake, a spring, a stream, humans gathering at watery places with garlands and circles and wreaths of flowers, placing them in a stream, placing them in a great lake, placing them in a pond. You see the water as a place of offerings, of midsummer celebration. Flowers into the water. And as you gaze into the water and the water offerings of flowers, you experience yourself connecting with the magic of Midsummer Eve and the watery realms. And now you take some deep breaths and let that vision sink within you, become part of your experience of midsummer. And the watery being now invites you to connect with water in another way. The watery being moves the grand chalice around in a spiral. In a spiral, an ancient symbol of solstice time across cultures and across places. Gazing into the spiral, the spiraling motion of the chalice, and you hear the words, come, drink from this chalice of inspiration. And if it feels right to do so, reach out, hold the chalice, and drink the magical fluid. Let that sacred water flow down in you, become one with you. Be one with the chalice of abundance, of healing, of prosperity, of well-being, of inner knowledge. Taking some deep breaths in, being one with this sacred, magical water. Pay attention to any image or images, words, phrases, sensations that come to you now as you resonate with the sacred water of midsummer night. And give thanks. Give thanks to the water. Give thanks to the watery being. And as the watery being moves away, a being of radiant light holding a clear quartz crystal comes before you and invites you to connect with the luminescence of the sacred light of the crystal. You join hands. You connect with the crystal and the being of light. And you experience yourself in the eternal present. You gaze into this sacred crystal. And you connect with all of those in the present time, during this solstice time, all who have been celebrating summer solstice, midsummer, all who are preparing to celebrate summer solstice, midsummer, St. John's Eve, St. John's Day, Midsummer's Night, Midsummer's Eve, Midsummer Day, Midsummer Week, Midsummer Month, resonate with all of those who are part of living traditions of celebrating this sacred time. And you experience yourself joining in a great circle of celebrants of midsummer. And as you experience that, you experience another circle coming and joining with your circle, the grand circle of midsummer celebrants. All of those in the other hemisphere of the world, the southern hemisphere, that are part of solstice celebrations for midwinter. You all join together in a universal solstice time, sacred circle. And as you join together, an image of planet Earth, as you would see it in the form of a globe, or if you were to be off planet, looking down upon our planet Earth, our home, you see the whole planet in our center of the great solstice circle. And you and all the others in this grand circle of solstice extend your hands towards that image of planet Earth. Rays of light flow through you, flow through all the others gathered, people of many races and colors, ethnicities, countries, languages, faith traditions, philosophies, people of many ages, people the world over, all opening their hearts and their souls, letting love, peace, well-being, healing flow into this image of planet Earth. Feeling that pulsation, that energy flowing through you, flowing through others, doing a grand working for planet Earth. A grand working for planet Earth. A grand working for planet Earth. And as you experience yourself being part of this grand working on midsummer night, you experience a circle forming around you of the ancestors, of ancient ones, of those from the ancient past who have celebrated solstice, each in their own tradition and own way. A circle of support of those who have gone before you are behind the sacred circle. Experience yourself now being part of the inner ring and the outer ring of humankind celebrating solstice time. Humankind celebrating solstice time. Humankind celebrating solstice time. Feel the wisdom, the knowledge of ancient ways, of earth-honoring ways, of nature-honoring ways, flowing into this sacred solstice circle from those who have gone before. And as you all continue to gaze at the image of planet Earth being bathed with the light of all celebrating solstice time now, and those who have celebrated solstice time in past millennia, you start experiencing another circle forming within this double ring, another circle around planet Earth. You see humans forming this inner ring, humans who are yet to be born. You are experiencing a triple ring around planet Earth, the inner ring being future generations of those who seek to come and live on planet Earth. You experience that ring before you in multicolors, the rainbow of colors of those yet to incarnate. And you hear from these future humans an invitation to work with planet Earth, to help planet Earth be well again, to help heal planet Earth, to help change human actions that had been problematic into human actions that are healing and sustainable. You experience yourself joining with the invitations of those yet to come, with the wisdom of those who have gone before, with the intentions of those who are celebrating in the here and now. The three rings become one ring of light and joy, of celebration. You experience yourselves being around the planet in celebration. And as you continue to experience this vision inside the grand crystal from the being of light, you recognize that you are part of a working through time and space, a working for planet Earth. And you see before you now and multifaceted visions, creatures and trees, herbs, all sorts of vegetation, ecosystems, as you look closely around the planet, all receiving love and support from humans past, present, and future. Spend a few moments now in this vision, experiencing yourself now as not only a community of human life connected with planet Earth, past, present, and future, but community of multi forms of life. One with the circle of nature on planet Earth. Circle of nature on planet Earth. Circle of nature on planet Earth. Sacred circle, sacred circle, sacred circle, sacred circle, sacred circle, sacred circle, sacred circle. Sacred circle. With love in your heart and love all around you, wisdom and visions, the magic of midsummer night, the magic of other realms all joined in harmony. Give thanks, celebrate, appreciate, celebrate, appreciate, celebrate, appreciate. And taking some deep, slow breaths, you give thanks to the crystal, to the being of light, to the visions on this midsummer night. As you spend a few moments now, you drink in, you integrate, you take into your memory your connections with the spirit realm of the sacred crystal. And the imagery and experiences of the sacred water and the sacred chalice of water. Of the sacred fire in the cauldron. Of the magic of winged ones and flight, of the sacred air. And the magic of the sacred stone, the sacred earth, the element, the sacred earth, the planet. And taking in to yourself the magic of sacred circle across time, across space, in cyberspace and inner space, we all connect with this magic of the fairyland realm of midsummer. Spend a few moments right now reflecting and connecting with what you have experienced. And as you return to a more waking state of consciousness in the circle that is around you, invite you to raise your hands up and draw down the solstice sun, draw down the magic of full moon, draw down the magic of stars, draw down the power of day, draw down the power of night, draw down the magic of fairy. right. And holding your hands to your heart, feel your experiences with the sacred realm, centering within yourself, being within your being, being around you, within you. Connect with the sacred, with Source, by whatever name or names that you work with. Source, Force, Divinities, Essence, in your own tradition. We give thanks to the Ancient Ones, and we honor our ancestors. We honor our connections with each other. We honor our connections with the realm of the Fae, with the other world, with those who have gone before, those who are yet to come. And we honor the spirit of planet Earth, our home, and the spirit of the sacred sun at solstice time. And in 2021, we also celebrate the full moon at this midsummer night, a super moon, a bright moon. We honor our connections with that which is above, with the place where we are doing this journeying and celebration. We give thanks to each other in our cyber circle of podcasting and live streaming. We give thanks to our connections with loved ones. We give thanks to the magic of the rhythms of nature, the dance of sun and moon and seasons. We give thanks. And as we take some more deep, slow breaths, I invite you to create a sphere with your hands. And imagine that this sphere is full of a radiant light, all the colors of the rainbow, and perfect harmony and balance. Imagine this forming between your hands, a light of joy, of healing and well-being on this midsummer night. And what are we to do with this wonderful orb? We put in it intentions that have come from our visions for healing and well-being for those in need and for planet Earth as a whole. The community of life on planet Earth. So as you create this orb, I invite you to energize it with those good intentions. And in a few moments, we'll have a chance to send it forth into our midsummer night. Midsummer night. Sacred rite, spirit light, midsummer night, sacred rite, spirit light, midsummer night, sacred rite, spirit light. And as you release it, let it float out into the great orb that is the circle of life, the sphere of life around our planet. let it join with others. Just as we envision fireflies around us at the start of our journey, our orbs of light now flow around the planet, wherever we may be. We are sending love and support, well wishes, to that greater community of life of which we are part. And we experience our joy, our connections with this sacred time. And now, in this last part of our time together, we have a chance to use our imagination to connect with some traditions that are part of this evening, part of this sacred time, daytime and nighttime. I invite you now to call to mind an image of a great wreath of flowers. Imagine that you have it on your head or before you, like a sacred midsummer wreath. And as you connect with that, be aware of the use of sacred wreaths of flowers. Worn on the head to celebrate the abundance at midsummer time. Floated in water as offerings in some Slavic countries and other places. Put on maples, Scandinavian maples, as a symbol of the season. Circles of flowers placed on doorways to welcome in midsummer. Using your imagination, experience yourself looking at a screen of midsummer around the world. Midsummer in different places and spaces, and seeing different types of wreaths of flowers appearing in different places, rural places, urban places, small towns and villages, suburban places, cyber places. Focus a few moments on the circles, wreaths, crowns of flowers. And on your midsummer green now, we see something else appearing. It is bonfire time. It's fires on top of hillsides, down in valleys, in hearth fires, candles. We see the fires of midsummer. Let your imagination journey around the world in the here and now, and know as we envision on our magic screens of midsummer, visioning that fires have been kindled, are being kindled in many ways. Huge bonfires in some places, and on top of hillsides and on mountaintops, fires in the form of candles that are put on windowsills, on altars, fires that are kindled in bonfire areas, large and small, campfires, hearth fires. And we also see other kinds of fires, fires from mobile devices, lights in the night. Electric candles. We see many types of light, for this is a fire festival. And as you continue to envision and see on your Midsummer Night magic screen fires of different types and flames and lights, you will see fireworks lighting up the night. For in some parts of the world, fireworks happen at midsummer. Indeed, in the USA, our country was born out of midsummer. Negotiations, deliberations, and declaration. And that is another part of celebrating midsummer. And so now, as we shift from fires and flowers, I invite you to call to mind again some watery places. And here you see people swimming, skinny dipping in some places, jumping in with their clothes on in other places in bathing suits. You see people floating offerings on watery places, and you see people gathered around watery places. And as you continue to envision these scenes on your midsummer screens, I invite you now to call into your imagination something that combines that of flower wreaths and fire and water. Imagine now that you are with a group of people. There's a hillside moving down into a beautiful lake, and you and others are wearing beautiful wreaths or holding them in your hands, and you see atop the hillside a great barrel of light that is kindled. It's a sun wheel. It's being sent down the hillside into the water, and as it goes in, a great cheer goes up, and you have witnessed fire and water and the sacred circle of flower celebration. Well, we have one more envisioning for our journey into Midsummer Night Fairyland and celebration. And that is the party. And I invite you now to experience yourself as being around a great evening of grand gatherings around the world, feasting, drinking alcohol, if you can do that, or some fruit juice or sacred water, if that is better for you, more permitted and better for your body. But reveling, spend a few moments feeling the joy of merrymaking. People out all night on the Midsummer Eve. Out partying, dancing, celebrating, singing, having fun. Allow yourself to dwell in the concept of joyful celebration. Experience yourself caught up in the joy of humans all being together in magical ways. For even though we may be in different parts of the world right now, on different devices, listening on different platforms and watching on different platforms, and yes, this will go up on YouTube at some point soon, I invite you to experience yourself as part of this grand solstice community, welcoming in the summertime welcoming in the solstice time for those of you who are actually going into the winter. I celebrate with all of you. I give thanks with all of you being here live and those connecting later. So as we conclude our time together, we call to the powers of the north, the east, the south, the west, that above, that below, that in center, that within, that around. We call to you, we honor you, we thank you. We call to the divine as great mother, great father, great spirit. We call to the divine as sacred earth, sacred air, sacred fire, sacred water, sacred spirit. We call to the divine as ancient ones, sacred ones, ancestors, teachers. We call to the divine as community, spirit. We call to you, we honor you, we thank you. We give thanks, we give thanks, we give thanks. I give thanks to all of you for joining in live and all of you who will be joining in later. I celebrate my own multicultural, international, interreligious, multilingual ancestry, for I have many strands that are part of this life's journey. I give thanks to the diversity as well as the unity that is part of community in harmony. Know that at this midsummer time here in the northern hemisphere, midwinter time in the southern hemisphere, we have joined together in a rite on a magic night to bring forth our strong connections with sacred forces and to connect us with ways of being in better relation with each other as humans and with the greater circle of nature of which we're part and with those sacred forces that are within us and around us. Let us go from this sacred midsummer night, midsummer rite, with midsummer light that shines within us and around us. May we work together for a more sustainable, healthy planet. May we take actions locally that benefit our planet globally. May we continue to grow in wisdom and well-being, and knowing that magic is alive. It's within us, it's around us, and together we weave a tapestry of hope, of joy, of well-being, of possibility. Thank you all for being part of tonight. I give thanks to all of you. I give thanks to our CSNP podcasting team, David and Jeanette Ewing, Circle Sanctuary Ministers from Northern Virginia, Deborah Rose, Circle Sanctuary Minister from Kentucky, Laura Gonzalez, Circle Sanctuary Minister from Illinois, Chicago, and our expanded social media team of Reverend Casey, Reverend Laura, and Reverend Juliana, who are also helping with our podcasting. And thanks to my husband, Reverend Dr. D, for his support for tonight as well. I wish you all a wonderful midsummer night. And for those of you who want to continue midsummer magic, on Thursday night, June 24th, that's St. John's Day, that's also midsummer day, in the evening, we are having a midsummer magic full moon circle at the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel. So if you haven't yet visited us there, I invite you to go there, follow us, like us, so you can get notified when we go live tomorrow night, also at 7 p.m. Central Time. It's an hour-long ceremony with people from the Circle Sanctuary community. I will be guiding several different workings there, but we'll also have music and invocations and readings and reflections from a variety of people in our community. So have a wonderful midsummer night and be safe, be well. Thank you all for tuning in. Wishing you bright blessings. So be it. Aho, ashe, namaste, amen, salam, shalom, blessed be.
and thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.